Well, there we go. That should be us live now. I'll just check it on the other end. But yeah, the stream health looks good. Everything
Well,
looks
there we
good. We're
go.
finally doing
That should
content,
be us
guys.
live now.
We're finally here. And we're fi finally. Oh, and I can hear myself. My other tab now. Yes, everything's working. This has been a surprise. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it. But this has been a surprisingly smooth setup process. And I'm sorry it's taken me so long to do this before. This is very long overdue. But anyway, yes. I'm actually streaming on my own channel for once,
Yeah.
which is kind of something that's not really happened before. And thanks to Triggs actually pushing out the stream here. Thanks to Trigger Hippie here, who is my co-host for this pilot stream. He's running OBS, I'm running the YouTube backend, so it's kind of a division of labor kind of situation.
Literal communism hours.
No, it's
No, it's
pure capitalism here.
absolutely. Absolutely. You're being we're not in Montreal at the moment, aren't we? That's a total. That's other gamers rising up.
That is all this. Oh my, yeah, we're currently, for those who are watching the recording of this, we're currently streaming this during the I don't know, apparent YouTube Montreal hostage situation. So, we'll see how that goes. People are already mad about the jokes, but yeah, you're right. Gamers do appear to be rising up. We'll see what's actually happening, though.
But that's not where what we're here to talk about today, 'cause
No, that's the.
it's not even the election, thank God. I'm fucking
Yeah,
bored.
we're kind of. I'm kind of a bit burnt out on the election right now.
Oh
We're
boy,
really
yeah.
waiting for stuff to happen. A lot of what's going on right now is the minutiae of the election. So, from what I've been told, things haven't even even. Apparently, we're a little bit quiet, people are saying.
Are we quiet? Okay, let me see if I can do something about that.
Yeah, the problem is that we'll end up in the red if you. Like I said, it's we tried to like set up a master volume here, but it's a little difficult actually to get the overall volume better on OBS. So just if we're quiet, just turn us up, I'm afraid. I'm afraid this might be a little bit of a quiet stream, but we couldn't actually find a way to boost the back end volume. So yeah.
Yeah, we tried. I
We're
think
gonna
it's yeah. If we go any louder at this end, we're going to be in the red on the audios, and we'll end up with breakup, and you don't want that. But boomer audio. Well, I'm a boomer, and I'm streaming
Yes, it
it.
sounds. It sounds fine to other people. Yeah, we don't really have. Probably we have an echo. Do you have the stream going, Trig?
I muted, yes, but shouldn't be echoing. Let's have a look at that. Not seeing an echo. I don't have any second mics plugged in or anything else. And no.
I'm not. None of us are hearing an echo apart from you. Sorry, we're troubleshooting in the chat here because this is kind of a pilot stream. But we'll. Yeah, it's a smidge quieter, but manageable. Okay. Yeah, and no echo. Maybe a troll. Right, that's troubleshooting over with. Let's actually get to the subject of the stream then, because I can't pronounce the name of this legislation because I keep forgetting what it is.
Oh, it's not even an easy acronym. This is the new halfway through the legislative, right, it's in the Lords now. It's the Covert Human Intelligence Sources Bill, which sounds glowy as hell and is just it's even worse. It's even worse, quite frankly, than what it sounds like.
Oh God.
Where to
It's a
start?
very deliberately wordy name. A lot of these bills are very, I don't know, at least we don't have the problem the US has where they call everything like the Freedom Fries Act or the Patriot Act or, the Puppies and Kitten Act that is really, about beating political prisoners and extrajudicial killings and collection of data.
What was
At
the one?
least we have like dry, boring names.
Yeah, what was the one that I heard the other day? Sort of Operation Crossfire Hurricane. It's like they're literally just ripping off 60 songs at this point.
Yeah, they really are. They really fucking are. We have the. Say it again, Trig. I even have the bill up in a different tab here, and I have to flick through to remember what it actually is. It's even linked in the description here.
Yep, the Covert Human Intelligence Sources Bill.
There we go. We need like a sound clip of that I can just play.
Yeah. The worst, well, it's not just badly named. It is one of these bills that they love to do, which is just a set of amendments to other bills. It basically, what is it, the Snoopers Charter, which is already unruly powerful, which literally in the UK allows the government to just dragnet all electronic data for surveillance. And another bill, which is the Ripper Act, which actually is a good, which is the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act, which was back in 2000. Thanks, Tony Blair, for that one. And so we're not going to be able to read the bill in actual real terms. We're just going to have to interpret and go with what we've got, because it's an awful lot of change or to, you know, and etc. type sort of amendments. The broad scope of this is our beloved Tory government have, whilst under the cover of COVID, put through this act, got it through Parliament, and it's now on the way through Lords, that will allow, in short, allow government agents to act without, you know, outside of the law, essentially. It's terrifying. You can basically be shot dead in the street by a government agent and then have no legal repercussions at all.
Yeah. If you want to get it up there, Trig, the tweet from the Human Rights Council.
That's...
I've linked it in the description here too, if people want to look at that themselves. But yeah, it's a hell of a thing that they've just to give you an idea. Just to give you an idea of how bad this is.
Yeah. Let's
look, we have like nice screens to transition to here as well. I mean, it's lovely. We actually have stream infrastructure. But
really rapidly put together today as well. I mean, I was stunned. But yeah, I mean, do you want to have a look at this, or shall I read it? I don't know. The core bit is about two tweets down, where
I want to zoom in a teeny bit on it, because good lord, Twitter looks bad on 1080p monitors.
Oh, okay.
Fuck me, that's so much wasted space. Yeah, the thing is, we've set it up so we can see entire web pages here, because some of them still, you know, are formatted so it's all reading from the left, because apparently, you know, some people are stuck in like 1998 on the web.
And Parliament sites, essentially, yeah, they've been made in on the front page. Or
and
something.
I hate the fucking pop up thing, which tries to make you log in to fucking Twitter too.
Yeah,
that's appalling.
Yep, I'm not logging
that in. Makes my head hurt.
See if we can actually see if I can change that background scene to this one. Does that make it any better? It doesn't. Oh well. I'll see what
We're just gonna have to lump that. That's Twitter being a shit with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I'll read the entire thread here, because there is quite a bit. But the operative part of it is that kind of tweet there, kind of in the middle part, which says, and I quote, "There should be added to the bill clear limits on the scale and type of criminality which can be authorized. We cannot pass a law that leaves open the possibility of state-sanctioned rape, murder, or torture." Because in the literal reading of the bill, there are no limits to this. There is literally no limit to the quote-unquote criminality that can be undertaken in the course of an investigation by a human intelligence source. And I love that that like euphemism there.
Yeah.
But
it sounds like, oh, this is only the glory boys. This will be MI5 and MI6, and they've kind of got that power all together anyway. But no, no, it's not. This is wildly far-reaching. Oops, let's move the mouse out of the way. It's
Oh no, it's fine. Like I said, it's just a browser window. It's also, we're not going to get into the dry legalese of the bill here with you guys, because it's really impenetrable and references the it references the Investigatory Powers Act quite heavily.
Yep.
Like I said, it's a bill that references a bill which has amendment. It's just, it's all terrible, terrible British legalese. But the upshot of it is that they define a quote-unquote human intelligence source anyone who works for a government agency, and that could mean, like, the Environment Agency, or even, you know, like, maybe even the NHS, you could stretch to be someone who works for certain parts of the NHS as a government agent. It basically says that if they can justify it as part of an investigation, they can engage in any criminality, and there are no limits to that criminality. It's crazy.
The Food Standards Agency can shoot you in the head because, well, for whatever reason they like. The Gambling Commission. Oh my God, don't be gambling. You know, the Financial Conduct Authority and the Environment. Literally give them a reason, and if they want to, they can drag your family out into the street, shoot them to death, rape you to death, and suffer no legal consequences. I think it might be big news in the papers, although they could always denotice that, and probably would. So yeah,
they probably would denotice that.
This is
for those of you who don't know what a denotice is. The government can censor the press here. Actually, not even just the government, the courts too.
Yeah. No, a German friend of mine, when I said this to them yesterday, they looked at it and went, tell me again why you fought the Nazis, because holy crap, you're putting in worse laws than they had. It's this literally KGB Stasi type sort of stuff going off here. We've already lost a lot of our freedoms in this country. This just makes whatever the state wants, the state gets. Type stuff. It's horrifying.
Ah, dearie me. It's also, I don't know, this coupled with a lot of the whole, you know, report your neighbor, you know, tattle on your friends, report your family, you know, turn in your community for COVID violations, you know. Ooh, no, your neighbor might have two people in the house. Oh, households are mixing. Better call the cops. It's within this environment of extreme deference to authority and government agencies in which basically the British people have been encouraged to set up their own intelligence, like surveillance state. The backdrop of that just made this even more terrifying.
Dare I invoke the Orwell name again? Because Orwell gets thrown around an awful lot these days. Oh, that's Orwellian. This is Orwellian. This is straight out of 1984. This is like the fingermen in V for Vendetta. This is the police can do pretty much whatever they want under this act. And somehow it's gotten through Parliament. It's actually in the Lords right now. It had its second reading. Was it the 10th? That's after the UK Parliament's Human Rights Commission said, oh dear God, no. They just ignored it, carried on reading it, and it's up for... What's the next phase? The next phase is a committee on the 24th, where they'll be discussing it again.
This is actually a lot further along than I think you realised, and than I realised, good Lord.
I thought it was second reading in Parliament. I thought that hopefully somebody would shout it down in Parliament, and no, it's steamrolled through. Labour basically abstained. And you're not going to hear me say this very often, but actually, the only people that actually had the balls to stand up to it is the Liberal Democrat Party, who usually are significantly lacking in testicular fortitude.
Well, the Lib Dems are the eternal opposition anyway. The only time they got into government, they destroyed themselves, basically, for the next 5 years afterwards. It was quite laughable when the Lib Dems kind of policy train met the solid kind of granite wall of reality. The thing is, they also have a lot of like wacky beliefs in it themselves. They are opposed to a lot of the surveillance state stuff, but they also want to set up like basically anti-racism commissions and stuff like that. They are fully on board with all the Black Lives Matter audit your racist neighbor shit. So they might not want government agencies to investigate you, but if you say a gamer word, they are quite happy for you to be denied services and employment. So it's depressing. They have a depressing mix of, yeah, that's actually pretty good, and wait, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
It makes me very sad.
The Lib Dem, yeah. Well, this is it. We always have had. We have the appearance of a multiple party state, but essentially, New Labour was conservatism, and the Conservatives are basically at this point, what did someone say the other day? They're basically Labour, but sticking to the speed limit.
Yeah, they are. They're a lot like what a lot of people complain the US Republicans are. And basically any kind of semi-neoliberal, neoconservative, post-war consensus, mainstream political party, they're all the same. And that's not a meme. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, they're not all the same. There is some divide in the US, I guess, but I think that the Republican Party, with all of its rhino nonsense and all of its neocon, you know, holdovers, is still about as good as you get outside of a lot of the Eastern European countries. And unfortunately, they are falling towards, like, actual strongman authoritarian governments that are eroding the rights of their citizens. So it gets... It's very difficult to find a government that actually wants to reduce the size of government.
Right, okay, let's see if I can get the voice right. It's the globalists, Scrump. It's the globalists. They're taking over.
It's the globalist drink. It's, yeah, it's all part of the agenda. No, it kind of really is, though. I think that the whole globalist Alex Jones, you know, worldwide takeover thing has gone from a bit of a meme to a very ever-present reality with a lot of the Great Reset, Agenda 2030, global lockdown shit.
Wait, are you suggesting that Alex Jones was right again? Yeah, totally. It's not a yes. The Great Reset as well. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's terrifying. That's the end of the world as we know it. It's
I don't know if you have it up there, but the I might already invoke Building 7 by saying that my favorite part of the Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, the latest one, was when they were like, oh, you know the whole Building 7 thing, and everyone just kind of nodded along like it was proven fact, like they all just agreed with that. That was just taken as, I love that environment where the whole, you know, no planes hit Building 7 is just taken as red, and the fact that 9/11's a bit fishy is kind of taken as gospel. Yes. Have you heard about our Lord and Savior Building 7? Oh dear me, it's one of the better memes, but it's actually one of the things that's become relatively mainstream now. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny how a lot of stuff that was seen as conspiratard territory a couple of years ago is really hit the mainstream consciousness. Sorry, it's quite funny, but yeah, you're right. It is this really weird conglomeration of people who are the only ones speaking out about this. You see, it was like, who else spoke out about this then, Trig?
Oh, back in the day, I mean, Alex Jones was going bonkers about it. I was going bonkers about it in my own little quiet corner of the world. Because I remember seeing the BBC report where they were talking about Building 7 collapsing, and we sat there looking at it in the background, going, hold on, isn't that actually, that's Building 7. And then half an hour later, it collapsed. I mean, either the BBC was sat there reading a crystal ball, or someone gave them a script. Now,
the thing is that there's multiple instances of this. And to be fair, actually, the whole Building 7 thing is rather, I don't say easily explainable, but it was an intelligence building. And in the event of a foreign attack, It is meant to have a system in which it demolishes itself to stop what's in it falling into enemy hands, which actually makes a lot of sense. This isn't some, you know, Jews flying out of the sun on lizardmen aircraft and beaming Building 7 up. This isn't actually outside of the realms of possibility. No. But yeah, it's, like I said, there's this weird amount of people who just seem to have all at once decided that, yeah, yeah, Building 7 is kind of suspicious. It's weird. It reminds me also now that we have this weird coalition of people talking about the I have to scroll down to read it. Covert human intelligence sources, Bill.
There we go. Yeah.
Whew, yeah. I got it this time.
Which you know what? When we're talking about this, we're putting ourselves on... Oh, boy. Yeah. It might be actually quite risky to talk about this if this thing goes through. Black bagging in the middle of the night might be... become more commonplace. Jesus.
Maybe. I did know that one of the only articles about it was by The Guardian.
Yeah, let me just bring that up and transition over. There we go. Yeah, for a very rare moment, we are going to read The Guardian without just rolling around laughing at it being retarded.
Yeah. This is nuts.
This is
laughing
nuts.
At The Guardian.
No, that was last week. Yeah, no, here we go. A bill allowing confidential informants working for MI5 and the police to break the law will be introduced on Thursday amid a row. And this was... Bear in mind, introduced on Thursday. This was when was this published? In September. So they've got this through since September the 24th. It is shot through Parliament
Yes,
in
it's
the
been
space of 2 months.
fast-tracked, yes.
Nobody has said anything about it. I found two articles about it. One was in The Guardian, and the other one, of all people, it was an Irish newspaper talking about how Sinn Féin are complaining about it as well. So somehow we've found ourselves on side of the literal IRA and the Guardian complaining about this. But nonetheless, this is a massive overreach. I mean, I'm sure you've heard me say this before, but you never give powers to a government that might be abused by a more authoritarian government coming down the line. And
Yeah.
we've already got an
Click press the okay, I've got it. It's triggering me.
That's Oh God, yeah, okay. Yeah. We can read eight more. No, you can go away as well. There we go. Sorry.
God, the modern internet is terrible. Ugh. Ugh. But yeah, so the Morning Star in Ireland was talking about the fact that that Sinn Féin were raising this. But this is like a second-hand kind of mention of it almost.
Yeah.
It's like they're reporting on Sinn Féin talking about it. It's not an actual raw report on the investigatory powers kind of human intelligence sources extension thing here that's going on. And it's not, I guess it's not sexy with the whole COVID thing going on. They really are trying to sneak it in at a time of, quote unquote national crisis. We're all locked in our homes. We're all told to obey and be nice and wear our masks and do all that good shit.
Meanwhile,
In quotes.
whilst we're all clapping for the NHS, they're handing out literal license to kill to the Food Standards Agency and everything above it. It's I don't know. I don't know. The fact that a coalition of human rights groups led by Reprieve, they've all tried. Human rights groups, Amnesty International, all sorts of people have actually kicked off about this, and it's all been just given a big fat nope and just plowed through Parliament, approved by Parliament. So yeah, the voice of the British people has approved massive state overreach, and it's now halfway through the Lords as well. And I'm really quite worried. This could be law by the end of the year.
It possibly probably will be. Like I said, they've expedited it through the entire process, and it seems to be like kind of like Snooper's Charter before it, or a lot of other pieces of legislation that they've tried to just bury and then just get through the process as
Where is it?
fast as possible outside of the public eye.
Here we are.
And I think a lot of the problem as well is that a lot of these organizations, like you mentioned, Amnesty International, you mentioned a lot of the human rights organizations, they have entrenched themselves in lefty bullshit the past few years, and it's made them even less effective. It's made them so toothless, and it's made them kind of fall off a lot of people's radar. They are not taken as seriously as they used to be, to a rather extreme degree, because they're talking about fucking pronouns and shit now. That's the human rights issue. So when something genuine comes along, when something actually terrifying like this, covert human intelligence sources bill comes along, nobody listens because they've been screaming that the sky is falling about ignoring people's pronouns and letting kids transition, and also that Drumpf is bad.
Yes. Let us not forget the Tangerine Terror. Yeah, no, it's it. We've undermined the media and all of these guys to such a state now that you oh a human rights alert. Oh, not interested. It's going to be something nonsense, and yeah, this is happening. And here you can see I've actually brought up this little time scale, if you like, of how things go through how things progress through Parliament to become law. And as you can see there, it's already gone through the House of Commons, through the House of Lords, and it's now at this C stage, this committee stage. And they basically report on the committee, third reading, consider any amendments, and then it goes off to the Queen for rubber stamping, and it's law. Now, they've gotten through seven phases in a month and a half. They've only got four stages left to go, and it's law. This is I don't know how we stop this. I don't know if it is stoppable, but holy crap, it's Where's my country gone? I
Where my
don't.
country gone?
Where my
Where my country gone? For those who don't understand the minutiae of British law, we're supposed to have two chambers like the US does. Like the House of Lords is supposed to be really kind of our equivalent of the Senate almost. Although it's been diluted so much that it's now more like Congress, but not because it doesn't actually have any power. The House of Lords basically tried to defeat the government a couple of times where it didn't have a leg to stand on. And they ended up invoking what they call parliamentary privilege, which means that the House of Commons can House of Commons House of Commons, good lord, that's YouTube. The House of Commons can just come out and say, "Up yours, House of Lords, we're overriding you, parliamentary privilege," kind of thing, you know? It's so the House of Lords really can't check the House of Commons. We don't actually have a second chamber. We don't have a separation and balance of powers here like they do in the US.
They try to portray that that still exists, but essentially the House of Lords is a nice room with some nice restaurants full of very musty old people wearing tweed, costing us an all of a fortune, and they do nothing anymore. They've got no power, apart from essentially rubber stamping and making suggestions. That's what I think. That's right. They can basically make suggestions, but yeah, as you say, Parliament can just go nope, and off it goes. It's
The thing is, it's seen as bad form to invoke parliamentary privilege. It's seen as not quite cricket, you know, but that's the only thing that stops them doing it permanently. That's the only thing that stops them from invoking it every single time. Say if the Lords ended up in a situation where it was an open revolt about basically everything. I think it's kind of funny that really there's this almost like a gentleman's agreement there. But when push comes to shove, no. Oh, and the House of Lords, by the way, not an elected chamber.
Oh,
It is an appointed chamber.
yeah.
And it's a mix of hereditary lords, judiciary, and just people they thought would be nice to put there. So you end up with like weird shit, like, you know, random people who got like OBEs at one point end up in the Lords for, say, like the Lib Dems. Because, oh well, we need someone to put in the Lords, and they're nice, and you know, they opened a dog shelter once, so they can go in the Lords. And a lot of them don't turn up, a lot of them fall asleep in there. It used to be said that, like, the even more so than the Commons, because of the way they used to treat tweed with urine, that the I see that meme, yes.
Literally, yeah, that is true. They still
Yeah.
do, I think. Classic,
Well,
really expensive tweed will smell like piss if it rains on you.
well, the joke was that on like rainy, muggy days, on rainy summer's days, that the House of Lords still smells vaguely of piss because of the amount of high-end tweed in there. That should really tell you all you need to know about the House of Lords and its ability to protect our freedoms. Yes. No steppy old chap.
Indeed. Indeed, sorry. I couldn't help myself. You shouldn't have given me a chance to put memes up.
It's
I
fine. We need memes. We require memes. They're the only thing that make this all bearable.
Yeah.
Oh dear. So, I don't know. Do you want to go into some of maybe the minutiae of how they're justifying this, let's say, because they do try at least to justify the existence of these powers within the bill.
Yes, I've got this. Where is it now? Hold on a second. Nope. Too many windows open. You know what? Let's actually have a look at because the précis of it in Wikipedia of all things is actually not too bad. Because here it goes. The bill seeks to amend the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act. That's the Ripper Act. To permit the carrying out of certain criminal acts by authorities in the United Kingdom. The relevant authorities are defined in Part A1, including police forces, the intelligence services, armed forces, revenue and customs, and certain government departments, which I put up earlier. That's it, it's all of them.
Basically, the inclusion of the Environment Agency and like the Gambling Commission as well is
It's wild. It's,
it's
yeah.
weird. You'd think that they would just specify this to intelligence services and police forces, and they'd put limits on the situations. Say, you know, when a source believes that one, vital information is in danger, or two, that you know their life is in danger, they could codify this into law. Because before this, there was some legal protection for people who have to, you know, do criminal acts whilst being undercover, like, agents.
Sure. I mean, yeah, you're undercover, you're doing drug busting, you've got an undercover agent, he's in a drug ring, he's going to have to take a line of coke at some point just to make, you know, just to fit in. That's expected. That is absolutely expected. Maybe even if in gang-related stuff, violence, giving someone a sock on the nose, etc. These things are expected. You know, you don't want your undercover agents to only be able to act like police. But this rubber stamps the whole thing. This is even the food. This even applies to the Food Standards Agency, for God's sakes, and it's massively broad. Massively broad. Terrifying. Here we go. Was it? The bill is opposed by a number of political organizations, including the International Human Rights Advocacy Organization, Amnesty International, the Green Party, the Scottish National Party, and Sinn Féin. Oh boy, have I found myself on the side of some very weird people at the moment.
It's like that stone toss meme with the libertarians pulling with the capitalists and like, huh?
Yeah. What?
What?
What? Why? Yeah, the capitalists suddenly find themselves with the communists and yeah. What the hell, guys? Literally.
It's the communists with the capitalists.
Communists with the capitalists, and But that's globalist communist. Communism is just a tool for the globalists, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's Skog says my face when you could be clapped by a lollipop lady. Basically, they fall under the wide purview of quote unquote government agency. Yes, they very much can fuck with you. But again, it's kind of this thing where a lot of these people only really protest things when they have no hope of stopping them. Like these are like the no hope protests. Like, no matter what the Conservative government does, a lot of these groups object to everything that they do. Well, maybe there's a crying wolf situation.
Yeah.
They made a massive deal about a couple of school meal coupons. That was fucking national news.
Meanwhile, this is floating off in the background.
But then we...
Yeah.
Sorry. But meanwhile, we have a situation where government agents can quite literally execute people in the streets without repercussions. That is what the bill says. That is an interpretation of the bill that would be legally valid.
We're not even being hyperbolic though, because the UK Parliament Human Rights Committee says exactly that. they literally say no. This we can't pass a law that leaves open the possibility of state sanctioned murder, rape, and torture. They know as well. And I wish we were being hyperbolic, but yeah, you could be capped by your lollipop lady.
Let me give you an example of that. I'll try and get it up so you can put it on screen.
You've got lollipop ladies capping people?
No. Of investigatory powers being grossly, grossly misused.
The police over I think abusing it's to do with, their powers? Never.
It's to do with the... here we go. Here's a Telegraph link, but yeah, there was anti-terror surveillance powers given to local authorities to check on if there were terror plots going down. It was an investigatory powers bill kind of given to a lot of public agencies, which said that they had the power to basically check up on people. Unfortunately, this is behind a paywall, so I might have to get you another source of this. But that Telegraph one is a bit shit. But what happened, basically the long and short of it is that local councils in the UK ended up spying on members of their ward to make sure that they were in the right school catchment area. So, it comes up with a stupid fucking paywall thing.
Let's see if I can find it on archive somewhere.
You most likely will be able to. I'll try and find a different source of it, because this was quite a big story at the time. It's ridiculous what happened here, because they were spying on councils. Here's one from Manchester Evening News. You should be able to.
That would be better. Yeah, because it's just archiving it at the moment.
Here's The Guardian again. Actually, because the Manchester Evening News won't load for me, but here's The Guardian then saying this. Well, we're using The Guardian a lot today for serious things, which is weird. usually not how people use The Guardian, but The Guardian is such a massive news organization that that they do occasionally let genuine news sneak through. So yeah, but this is from 2008. This was kind of...
There we go, yeah.
At the peak of the shit after 7/7, if you remember the July 2007 London terrorist attacks, there was a whole bunch of surveillance powers that ended up being passed after that. And I think it was there were two school councils. The first one they're talking about here is Poole Council. Yeah, a council yesterday admitted using laws designed to track serious criminals to spy on a family for nearly 3 weeks to find out if they were lying about living in a school catchment area, which basically means you have to live in a certain area to get into a good school sometimes. It's what the UK referred to as the postcode lottery, which means that kind of the quality of people's primary school education is linked to the area that they're in, which... Not to go off on a tangent here, but I'm sure you'll agree here, Trig, that this is kind of an example of how the state school system actually tilts education towards more privileged people.
Oh, yeah.
Because it means that instead of just paying tuition fees or having like a grammar school system where they test children, it's literally you have to buy a house in the area to get your kid into this school, and some people will just fucking do that.
Oh, quite.
Like, they will, especially the best ones in the country, they will literally buy a house in an area to get their kid into a school.
Yeah, it's actually cheaper to do that. I mean, there's always the private school route, but again, that's either boarding school or you have to live near. And you know what? Compared to the boarding school and the private school route, buying a house is probably cheaper, because that shit's like 40 or 50 grand a year. So yeah, no, people buy houses and will either move or just have a second house. You know, literally, I believe you can get away with it if you were to, say, have a small flat somewhere and go, this is my residence here, look, I own the house, therefore my kids can go there, even if you're not in there.
There's someone in chat saying the whole Ubisoft thing was a false alarm, but I'm not seeing evidence of that yet. So
no, haven't really had a chance to look into that one yet, apart from the quick gamers are rising up meme.
I mean, come on, guys. Assassin's Creed Valhalla wasn't that bad, right?
I just want to stealth.
I just wanted to stealth. It raises a wider point, though, in that how bad do things have to get with a lot of the government restrictions and a lot of the laws being passed that, like, I don't know, that the people will start rejecting it? Because I know you've got the I no longer want to grill meme there.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Where are we?
how long until the boomers do actually rise up? Because I know in the US there's a lot of talk of civil unrest from groups that don't usually undertake civil unrest. But here in the UK, it's not... It's not seen as likely, or we're not seen as the type of nation really to kick off in a national sense, which is weird because we kind of are. really, we have had instances of that in the past. So I can't remember who it was, but there's an index somewhere apparently that shows nations which are most likely to have like civil conflicts, and the US and the UK are basically tied. There it is.
Really?
There's the meme.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether this one or this one.
They're both good.
It's better, but yes, yeah. Woof. That's is that Montreal? I think they got. Did they get swatted? Is that right?
Okay. Apparently, yeah. Update: Hope's call leads to fake hostage situation. They got swatted. Oh, right. We can make even more jokes about it now.
Lol.
So it wasn't even Rainbow Six Siege in real life. It was even worse than that. And lol, Rainbow Six Siege is the last good game that Ubisoft made. they got swatted. Oh, well, they got swatted. Well, you know, they're in French Canada anyway, so they don't really count. that's kind of a relief, though. I'm glad everyone's okay. Everyone's okay out there. I no longer want to grill.
Unless there is no tea. Yeah, maybe. If we run out of tea, if they cut off our tea supply, then there will be riots.
If they cut off the tea supply, yeah, Usually British people drink tea like maybe every 4 hours. So I think half a day of a cutoff for the tea supply would maybe... I don't know, people have to run down what's in their houses and places of work, but a week without tea in the UK would be in revolt, I agree.
Speaking of which, lovely. Shall we continue with this, though? Because where are we? We've got more... I've got tons of information on this covert intelligence bill.
Oh, please, by all means, bring us some more.
Very dry. If you want, I've actually got the transcript of the second reading that happened on the 11th. 11th, not the 10th. That was it.
What's the TLDR of it, then?
The TLDR is essentially they read it out and... where is it? Oh God, fill the dead air. It's dry. It's dry. In fact, let's not do that because this is waffling by lords, and it is pages and pages of waffling.
Oh no, the waffling. The waffling comes back.
If you've ever encountered a British lord, good. They're like,
yes, actually.
They're like Boris Johnson, only 10 times worse more often than not.
Imagine Boris Johnson. Okay, let me explain this to people because I got a good analogy here. Imagine Boris Johnson crossed with Grandpa Simpson.
Yes. I was wearing an onion exactly. on my belt, which was the style at the time.
Yeah, it was the style at the time. It's depressing because it's once again an example of a boring, kind of dry bureaucracy failing to even do the supposedly good things that bureaucracies are supposed to do. Like, it's a complete failure on every level. And I'm as disconcerted as you are that we are, like, once something makes it through the Lords, it's very unlikely it's not going to get royal assent. Because, again, people don't really understand, this is, again, a bit of a dry point of UK law, but royal assent is a rubber stamp.
Yeah.
Like, if the Queen ever did veto legislation, it would cause a massive UK constitutional crisis, even though we don't really have a constitution.
Here we go. This is the bit that I was looking for, because this is the shame of it, is the lords, and I think a lot of the politicians that were reading this, they come across in this particular line here. Top security is a priority, top priority for us. Our first responsibility is to keep the country and our citizens safe. We recognise the importance of our police and security services, including the National Crime Agency, and we are thankful for their vital work and that they undertake on our behalf. We recognise the importance of the covert human intelligence sources and the results that they achieve. It is all... They've applied all of this in all of the readings to MI5 and counter-terrorism. So all they talk about is, oh, this will get rid of the terrible terrorists. You know, it's the MI5. They need all the support that they can get in getting rid of all of these evil terrorists. So we're going to let dinner ladies, the dinner ladies get shot by the Food Standards Agency. Keeping the public safe is... You know what? I will take freedom over safety any day of the week. And yes,
Same.
There is, yeah. If you want safe, get yourself institutionalized. Get yourself into a rubber room with nice padded walls. You'll be safe as houses. You won't be able to do anything. Your life is over. That's safe. That's maximum safety. Personally, I like to, roam free a bit. Yeah, no, this
roam
is...
Roam free, true. Free as the wind blows.
I am a sovereign citizen. I am just traveling.
Yes, you're an Alabama trigger and you want to be free. Yes, we know. God damn it. This is why people get nervous when I go on their streams. I guess I've been rather tame for my own channel, I suppose. But it's a bit of, like I said, it's quite a serious subject, this one, but it's not something other YouTubers have really talked about. like I said, it's not really headline grabbing, and it's not something that's kind of within the national consciousness, which is why I wanted to do this with you, Trick.
Nobody's had a chance.
I knew you were researching it.
Nobody's had a chance. I was looking into it the other day, thinking, oh, this, I wonder how far through Parliament this has got. I wonder if it's gotten past the first reading. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God, quickly. We've got to move. We've got to shout it from the rooftops. I mean, literally... write to your too late to write to your MP. I don't know what the hell we do about this at this point. There is we've had no time for public discussion, public recourse on this. No one can, you can't write to your MP and go, this bill I think is a bit iffy, you know, when it's being read, you know, next month. No, it's already through, done, and kicking off about it, God, I don't know whether that gets you put on the list at this point, because this is, you know, this is Stasi territory, and I'm not talking
really
about my good friend that uses that internet moniker. I'm talking about the real East German Stasi that would vanish you and you know, torture you. It's and yeah, the Lords, the MPs. I don't think they knew what they were looking at. I really don't.
No.
You think of the average MP?
A lot of people don't read this yet.
Average MP in England is well, we've got Diane Abbott at the, shall we say, the left point of the bell curve.
Trick. Well, statistically, yeah.
I mean, we've all seen her maths. And at the top end of the bell curve, we might have, I don't know, someone like Jacob Rees-Mogg, perhaps, because he seems a bit big brain. But at the same time, the people at the right end, the intelligent ones, want this because they're authoritarian globalist nightmares. And the ones at the left point... don't read it. I think they've just sat there going, oh yes, MI5 need our support, absolutely. Nah. Small government. The government should fear the people. This is making the people fear the government. This is, you have no power. You can't own a gun. You can't do anything anyway already in England. And now they can drag you out of the house and literally bash your head in with a sledgehammer. For whatever reason they feel like cooking up. And no legal recourse.
And yes, I don't know. This brings up as well my suspicion of like who is and isn't, let's say, a government agent. Because you're gonna have to be careful around people now. Like, if someone is a government agent, they are kind of a present danger to you if this gets through, because they don't abide by the law like you do. They literally have special legal status. If they can get some wiggle room in, like I said, defining something as an investigation. So but we're going to have to be on glowy watch a bit more than usual because of all of this. Oh, dear. I don't know, man. Shall we get the scale out? Shall we introduce people to the scale? Because I want to put this bill on the scale somewhere because I think it ranks pretty highly. Here we see, okay, it's currently on normal fag, which is the default point.
Yeah.
But may I introduce you to the Federal Incandescence Scale, or the Fedometer, as it has been affectionately dubbed. yes, R.I.P. Terry.
Yes.
This scale is in memory of Terry A. Davis.
No, I think most of us and our friends are sort of sitting at the statistics autist or above sort of level, whereas where should we put this? Where does how far?
I think this goes straight to Shift Out of Park. Like this is like a home run on the glowy scale. Like we are definitely somewhere fully incandescent here.
Yes.
It's beyond a Richard Spencer. Richard Spencer. By the way, Richard Spencer is a Fed. That is a hill I will die on.
Yeah.
If he's look at his family.
His family, his education, the whole lot. If that guy isn't a Fed, I don't know what a Fed looks like. Anyway. Yes.
Getting far too into the Fed posting here, but for those of you who don't know, I'll explain this for the people in the cheap seats. Glow in the dark is a term for people who work for federal agencies, the CIA specifically. It comes from the late great Temple OS designer Terrier Davis. If you type him into to YouTube, you will get the very, very good down the rabbit hole that was done on him. He was a schizophrenic, gifted, like savant level computer programmer who helped build a lot of Ticketmaster's backbone back in the day. And he then went on to think he was told by God to create an operating system called Temple OS.
And so, in 640 by 480 only, because that is God's favorite resolution.
And he talks about the glow-in-the-dark CIA N-words.
Yes.
And that he ran one down with his car in 1993. Terry won Glowy Boys nil. But yeah, so... That birthed the moniker "Glow in the Dark Ship Out of Park," which is a nice little online joke there. That's kind of the explanation for those of you who aren't within the online inside baseball, because I know that sometimes what we say can be absolutely baffling to people more on the normal fag scale.
Yes.
Oh, dear me.
So it is my personal thoughts on the matter. Going a bit Gadsby there, or Gadsden rather. although it's a bit more Killdozer, actually.
He's a little bit more Killdozer.
God bless him.
Tread on those who tread on you, yes. Someone said trap happy and trigger hippie. Thanks there, Gwen.
Yep, about right. That's not a bad name. Right, let's get that meme off.
Get that meme. Get that meme out of the way. Are there any other portions of the bill then we've yet to cover before we get too off topic?
There is a lot. This is it is a nightmare of a bill. It is, as I said, it is almost impossible to read because if you can see, this is the actual text of it. Oh no, that's the sorry. My bad.
There we go.
Here we go.
The Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act.
This is how it reads. Look at this. Look at how it reads. Look, it's substitute for and substitute this word for this, that, and the other word in a totally different act, and then change this line to mean this. It is, if you are not a full-blown barred lawyer with plenty of practice in reading legalese, you almost don't stand no chance of this. This has been done. The Ripper Act, you can read. It reads like English. A lot of these things, they usually read like English. This has been specifically done so that it's almost impossible for anybody to actually read and understand what they're looking at. It is. I spent, 4 or 5 hours the other day reading this, and I my brain was soup by the end of it.
Well,
it
you have to
horrifying.
Constantly reference the text in the Investigatory Powers Act.
Yeah.
It basically is like it's like an overlay. It's like didn't your friend Meek say it's like a bad software? It's like a bad patch to a piece of software.
Yeah, it's a bad patch for a piece of software. Which is
a good analogy.
It is a very good analogy, but you know what? When they patch, Total War 2 or whatever you're playing, it doesn't break down your door and kneecap your wife and shoot her in the head just to make sure you pay your taxes next time. Which this could actually do. It's not just murder, torture, fraud, threats. You know, you could walk home and find your children nailed to the outside of your house, legally by the government, for whatever reasons they can come up with, and you've got no legal recourse. I am running short on my ability to consent to be governed at this point.
I mean, if you look on the BBC website now, their top story is about Dominic fucking Cummings. that is the level of asleep at the wheel the UK media is. That this is going on, this is on the verge of becoming law, and nobody is fucking talking about it. That's what I don't know, man. It sounds like Alex Jones shit. It's like fucking, you know, agents from the Environment Agency and the Gambling Commission are gonna fucking murder your children in the street and laugh about it because they can't be prosecuted. But like, that's what could happen, guys. This isn't absolutely, you know, insane. Like, to say that, but it is absolutely insane what could happen. It's like, it's, we aren't the crazy ones. They are. You're the crazy ones. How dare, it's, you feel like you need to grab people and shake them and rant. It really, really does give you an insight to how it must feel to actually be Alex Jones.
I literally cannot get hyperbolic enough about this. Anything I say that you would go, Jesus, you're insane. No, this is they're literally saying they can shoot your children in the street to make you pay your taxes. It's what they want. The globalists. This is total fucking control. This is total control. This is behind the Iron Curtain to levels of total control of the populace. You do not know whether your next door neighbor glows. You do not know whether that nice little lady you bumped into the shop glows. They literally, anybody that is empowered by the state can inform on you. And the next thing you know, you've got a bunch of black clad guys literally black bagging you in the middle of the night because they've just kicked your door down, shot your dog, and now you're off to room 101 for a little bit of torture before they kill you.
All this information's out there, though. You can research this and you can look at this. I've got the links in the description. There's a lot more links from those articles as well. The actual Wikipedia page on this seems to be pretty good, surprisingly. I know we've quoted Wikipedia. I know that's a bit of a faux pas, but they actually did quite a good job on this one. But I feel that this is just endemic of our completely warped sense of reality at the moment. That we have this, like, milquetoast, you know, save the NHS, you know, oh, do your bit, Britain can take it, faux blitz mentality right now that is absolutely just eroding people's ability to think critically and function as independent human beings. We have all these fucking just, I hate to invoke the Karens, but we have all these Karens telling people to put their masks on as the government is literally eroding your rights to exist. Yeah, it's like, where is your not getting murdered license, lol? It is, we are there. Here we are. Here we are in the situation, in year of our Lord 2020, you know. It's current year plus five, by John Stewart standards. And we're all getting stuck in perpetual lockdowns. There are global agendas that are openly telling us that they want to supersede our national interests and create a fourth, second, you know, create a fourth industrial revolution. And now we're being told that anyone who is empowered by the government can fucking kill you. You can see all of this. It's so out in the open now as well. It's so crazy. Here we are, guys. It's just... I remember you were talking to me about when you used to talk to people about MK Ultra Trig.
Yeah. Oh, this is it. I have been down this rabbit hole as long as Alex Jones has. I have been looking at this stuff since the internet existed and before. I've told you, I read 1984 in the year it was named, because I'm an old git. And I was young then. but yeah, and I have been looking out for government tyranny since my early teens and freaking out about things. MKUltra was just the tip of the iceberg. This is a continue. Alex Jones is right. The globalists, the powers that be, are slowly but surely. It was supposed to be slowly but surely. It was supposed to take hundreds of years to get to where we've got in the last 20 years. The fake refugee crisis that was manufactured and engineered to change the demographics of Europe. I mean, we literally just saw, earlier today, someone was telling me that Syria is asking for their refugees back and Germany is saying, no, we need them. For exactly that reason. It's the mask is off. And like I was talking to a guy not so long ago in an IT shop, of all things. I went in for some thermal paste and ended up talking about the Georgia Guidestones. And they were... Because I am that guy that will talk about mad conspiratard shit to anybody.
The Georgia Guidestones, though. But yeah, we can talk about that in a different... We need to have a conspiracy roundup stream.
We need to get Anubis in on that. Anubis is great. But yeah, no, the way they think, they have this whole... how should I put it? Consent thing, whereby they will publish it, they will put it out in the open, and if you don't literally tear it down and start shooting people, they consider it to be consent, and then they go ahead with it. And yeah, do not consent. Do not consent by this shit. Tell them. And tell them as strongly as you can. God, I'm giving myself acid indigestion.
I know there's not a lot that can be done about this, but yeah, if honestly, writing your MP does help. At least if you register some kind of displeasure. I mean, I will probably be after this, because I've been trying to formulate some like a draft of that, really. It's been something since I found out about this that I've wanted to do, because as cheesy as it sounds and as futile as it does tend to be, at least if you put your voice out there, at least you can sleep well at night knowing that you objected to this in a way that democratically mattered. It's made it through the Commons, yes, but, you know, the Lords could send it back. They could end up amending it. You know, it isn't over yet. And as long as you are able to put up some kind of fight, I know that there's not a lot of people here in the UK talking about this. I mean, I've not streamed this channel before, and we've had about 50 to 60 people watching us, which is great. Thanks for coming, guys. We're not over yet. We're still going. We're still breaking the conditioning. But put this out there. Talk to your family about it. Put it out there on social media. Talk to your friends about it if you're in the UK. Write your MP. There are things you can do on a grassroots level to raise awareness and combat this. It is not futile. There is no point getting blackpilled. There is always ways forward. And that's my serious activist fucking rant about this. I guess that yes, differences can be made and all is not lost.
Yeah.
But oh boy. Oh boy, does it feel like it sometimes.
I know. I mean, as Bonella in chat just said, is this, have we spoken about the Snoopers Charter? We could actually do with mentioning this a bit more, because this is where it actually gets, where they all start tying together. It gets even more terrifying, because now the police and state officials will have this power. They already, since 2016, and thanks to Theresa May, the Snoopers Charter, the Investigatory Powers Act in 2016, gives the intelligence services literally dragnet capabilities over electronic data in the UK. They used to be able to pinpoint specific people and communications and go, right, we need to look into that. You know, the classic, do you have a warrant for a wiretap type stuff? But since 2016, they said that any electronic transfer of information, the government can dragnet straight up and just filter, because it's easier to filter everything and go through filtered metadata than specifically have it to look.
Yeah. Basically, the Snoopers Charter, aka the Investigatory Powers, it is called the Investigatory Powers Act, isn't it? Because there was one in 2000 as well, which had a similar name called the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act.
Yes.
Which is deliberately, I think, confusing. But yeah, the Snoopers Charter, colloquially known as, is our version of the Patriot Act, basically.
Yeah.
It was passed by neocons, consented to by neolibs, and really pushed forward without any public investigation whatsoever. It's a bill that many people tried to kill, but it's a bill that just seemed to keep coming back, you know, like a bad pill, like a bad penny. It's just, it's terrible that this was foisted on us, because unlike this bill, where there's very little attention paid to it, there's actually quite a lot of attention paid to the Snoopers Charter.
Yeah.
It was in the news quite heavily. And everybody seemed to hate it, and yet everyone's in the Commons still voted for it.
Yeah, well, we didn't have COVID back in 2016 to keep everyone terrified and mesmerized without it. You wouldn't believe what's going through whilst we're all sat there going, oh no, have we got a lockdown tomorrow? Oh, there's COVID. This is what's really happening this year. 2020 has been a nightmare, not because of COVID, but because of the crap that they have used COVID for.
It's not the lockdown. It's not the virus that's ruining your life. It's the lockdown, as I keep telling people.
Yeah.
You know, all of these, one has to follow the other.
All of these temporary powers. There has never been a temporary power that has actually been temporary. The income tax laws in the UK are only there to help the British government fund a war against Napoleon, and they never got rid of it. They just raised the tax every freaking year. I don't see Napoleon around anymore, but the taxes are still there. All of these temporary powers, these abilities to lock you in your home that the police have been given, they will never, you know, roll them back. They might stop using them and tell you they've rolled them back, but they will still be there.
Yeah, they will always be on the books. That's the thing. They are open-ended, and they will... they really need automatic sunsets on them, because a lot of them don't have that. At least in the US, bills generally have that, like, an automatic sunset, like, automatically. Like, what happened with the assault weapons ban or the Patriot Act or anything, you have to be renewed after a certain number of years, which is a good system, unless you have, you know, the eternal neocon neolib cycle. That's another separate issue. Let's not get too into US politics here, but...
Yeah.
So, US, how does this new bill interface with the Investigatory Powers Act, aka the Super Strike?
It increases their powers. Not that they could be increased much more. It changes a few ors to ands. It's impossible to freaking read it, but it just increases it and allows essentially information from the snoopers that has been acquired via the snoopers charter to be accessed and acted upon, and yeah, it's they can do no wrong. They well, literally can't do any wrong. It's I'm actually scared, man.
Yeah, it is. It's terrifying. But the way I read it was that with the Investigative Powers Act, that is the way of getting the intelligence. But the new bill allows them to send a human asset after you. And yeah. In the course of their investigation, that human asset is allowed to break the law in any way they choose. Like, if they can use the Snoopers Charter to get a nugget of information on you, if they can twist anything into a justification for sending out, like, in-person intelligence. And this will be used against whistleblowers. This will be used against political dissenters. Like, just like I showed you, they used the Terrorism Surveillance Act to spy on people to see if they were, you know, going to the right primary school. Like, they literally used it to spy on parents who wanted to go to a slightly better school than they were entitled to. So if that can be misused in that crazy niche way, this can be misused in all kinds of crazy ways that we can't even imagine right now. Like the whole lollipop lady thing, it's not out of the realm of possibility, you know? It's not as crazy as it sounds. But yeah, they use the Investigative Powers Act to magic up the initial intelligence, and then they use the Covert Human Intelligence Sources Bill to justify the use of illegal force or the use of illegal actions, or just even the use of extrajudicial killings in the investigation of that initial intelligence that they got via Dragnet means. It is, oh dear. Yeah, it is rather bad.
Murder and torture. State-sanctioned murder and torture, guys.
Literally.
Aren't we glad we're free of you, the EU now? mind you, this wouldn't matter. This is just, I don't know.
I would say as well. I don't know. I saw a couple of questions in chat earlier about Dumping with Scrump and Dev's channel. As far as I know, the Dumping with Scrumps we already have recorded. There's two that are already recorded and edited. Those will be uploaded if and when Dev is either able to make a new channel to put them on or to get his old channel remonetized, because it does make a huge difference. So those are still in the tank and those are still ready to be brought out. Do you guys, I don't know, we've got quite a few people in the chat. We still have, you know, over 50 people watching. There's people who I've got a couple of messages from in my Discord. So do any of you guys have any questions or any other topics that you'd like to ask about? We can open this up to a little bit of a Q&A now if you want. There's obviously a few people out there that had a few burning questions about things that I'm generally kind of, I don't know, I tend to appear and disappear randomly on other people's streams. I am hoping, time permitting and schedules permitting, to make this kind of a regular thing. Yeah, sorry, the chat's kind of tiny there. We're trying to find we're using the default widget here for OBS.
Yeah, that is Yeah,
That
that's.
is kind of, that is pretty rough. We currently have no way to make it more magnified. You can read it on 1080p, but like I said, this is the more boomerish part of the stream here, because you kind of have to be full screen 1080p to read that, unfortunately. And not gonna be not great for our mobile viewers out there, but like I said, this is the alpha test of the stream, really.
Yeah.
This is the way that we improve and get better. And I can see a little bit of a white border on the edge there, Trig, though. Just enlarge
Ooh.
that background image very slightly. I think I exported it slightly wrong.
Ooh, okay, right, let's see if we can do that.
It's gonna get those templates right. But yeah, there's a bit of a division of labor here, like I said. Really, to be fair, I'm subbed to you and I had to search your channel manually to find this. Good lord.
What?
Apparently we're not being served in people's sub boxes. Maybe it's just because this channel's been inactive for so long, but this apparently hasn't been pushed to my subs. So, okay, here's the thing, guys. Did any of you come here from the sub box? Did any of you come here from seeing this within your normal feeds? Because yeah, it's not even really showing up on my channel right now if I click on it, which is. I don't know if I did the settings wrong. I don't think I set this. No, it is showing up in my uploads at the moment. It is showing up in my videos, but it apparently isn't showing up. I got a notification 50 minutes ago. Yes. Yeah, I came here from Discord. Discord.
Discord.
Okay. Apparently we're doing a lot better than Sargon did. There we go. The little white line's gone now. Sorry, that's my fault. I exported the PNG with a little bit of the edge of your avatar on there when I made that background. Ooh, yeah. Okay, I got a question here from Architect of Fate. Did you tell already reveal that you are doing a face reveal DC Trump rally tomorrow? People already know what my face looks like. I've already been on webcam before, and I don't live in the US, unfortunately. Well, maybe fortunately, with what's been going on right now, it seems to be like a race to the bottom with the US and the UK.
Yeah.
No, I will not be at the DC rally tomorrow. I do know some people who will, then I might have some reporting from that in the coming days. If you guys want to watch out, maybe I could get a couple guests on who did go if things do kick off there. We'll see what happens next week. But no, there will be no face reveal today, and I will not be at the DC rally now. Yeah, doing a lot better. Like I said, doing a lot better than Sargon. Oh, it seems people did get a notification. Oh, someone actually came from your Twitter tree. That's amazing.
You know what? Amazing Critter Man, he's a good lad. I've shared many memes with him. No, I think though next week we are going to have news for the election. I suspect we are going to have some big interesting maybe scoops, I don't know. But yeah, I suspect there's going to be a lot happening in the election next week. I can see the potential for an awful lot of people turning coat once they see the doors being knocked. But who knows? Who knows?
Again, we're having a little bit of a break from the election here, Trey.
Yes.
No,
Okay. Yeah. No.
I imagine next week we will be talking about the events at the Million Mega March, and you know, we may be using the American version of the background as you saw with the glowy scale, because I have made some stream assets here. Yeah, again, we will try and I'll try and find a way to boost our volume. I know it's a little bit low. There's actually nothing we can do without making ourselves peak. I'll try and figure out a way to boost it, maybe on YouTube's back end or maybe through OBS. But yeah, right now it seems to be the only technical problem we've had. So,
As far as starting streaming, I mean, you put all of these backgrounds and templates together remarkably quickly, and yeah, no, it's all come together very well, I think, in comparison to
yeah.
considering the amount of time we spent on it. It was literally what was it yesterday? When should we do a stream on this?
Yeah, we kind of threw this together in a day, really. But I saw a question earlier about like Streamlabs, or it was about donations, I think. We don't
Okay.
have that enabled currently, but I think for next week we might get a Streamlabs up because there are widgets you can plug into OBS. We're not using Streamlabs because Streamlabs is really laggy. I don't like Streamlabs. I know you don't like Streamlabs, Trig.
No.
It's not a great
Streamlabs OBS is nowhere near as good as OBS Studio. in my opinion. But maybe I'm just being a boomer with it. I don't know. But I looked at it and went, nah, I like the old one, the old OBS. Better.
It's much more powerful, in my opinion. I prefer it. The problem is I'm currently still on a mobile connection because I don't want to sign a fucking 18-month broadband contract while I don't know how long I'll actually be in this house because I tend to go where the work is. So, in terms of the channel, though, I'm hoping to have a regular stream. Maybe keep it on Fridays. I think Fridays at 9 is a good time.
It's not bad. I did notice that a few people were saying, oh, you're going to clash with Academic Agent. Which is, I believe so. I had a couple of people in Cabal and so on go, oh, you're clashing with the AA stream.
We'll figure out a time and a place for it then.
Yeah.
Maybe another day at 9 p.m. Because I think 9's a good time. It allows the Amerifags to be around.
Yep.
That's like 1 p.m. For Americans on the West Coast. That's like, you know, kind of 5 p.m. depending on daylight savings on the East Coast. And it's kind of in the evening for British people. So it allows the maximum amount of people really to see our stream. And to be fair, yeah, we've got for a pilot stream that apparently wasn't really served in people's sub boxes, it's not really been too bad. You guys have turned out, which is good.
Yes. Thank you.
Let me just go check the Discord, actually, because I might have a couple of questions in there.
Sorry, wait, you check yours, I'll check mine. I can always see I've got a DM or two.
Oh yeah, question from GoLiver here, at Strump Daddy. Does this mean UK politicians can also get investigated and capped by the government milkman? We can but hope. I would love to see this hilariously turned around on the same politicians who rubber stamped it, but unfortunately I think hashtag kill your milkman might not end up coming to fruition, I'm afraid.
just remember the deep state is the civil service guys, all of them.
apparently it's 7 a.m. for Aussies, but that's still doable, you know. It's not like 5 a.m.
We are never going to be able to get a stream that is good for the Yanks, the Brits and the Aussies. that is too many time zones.
Don't you guys have more stuff to worry about? Shouldn't you be securing your ground harness and worrying about, you know, the upside down kangaroos? I'm afraid we can't appeal to like all audiences, and I'm afraid that the Bogans are a bit further down the list than the UK and the US, because that's really where most of our audience is right now.
Yeah, especially with this particular topic, it's very very UK centric.
It's very dry. It's very UK specific, which is why, you know, I think maintaining about 50 viewers was actually pretty good considering kind of the technical details of the topic at hand. But yeah, yep. This is how bureaucracies kill freedom. They do it by making sure you can't understand the laws that are written, which is why I really objected so much to all the conflicting rules about COVID, because a lot of the coronavirus restrictions were done in a way that was deliberately meant to confuse and scare people into not acting, not doing anything, and not knowing their rights. So it's kind of a similar thing, really. It's a similar theme here in the UK of legalese obfuscating. Yes. I always going to end it with the moment.
It's derivative of obscure, remember. Yeah. I've actually had a question DM'd to me on Discord by Coat Rack. Do you think over here in America we should learn from you guys and grant crossing guards the right to rape and murder? From what I've seen in America, everyone seems to be able to rape and murder at will anyway. As long as they just say Black Lives Matter, they can get away with anything. No. Small government. No government. No. Maybe little government, but no taxation, maybe. Poor government. Poor, ineffective government is the way. And maybe roads, if you have to have them.
I'm also considering, I don't know, I might try and get, if we have more British politics topics, some more British Empire kind of slanted memes. Mm-hmm. I want to get some, I don't know, man. I've been thinking of trying to get a Lodes Martini Henry with Imperial intent.
Yeah.
Be a good one.
Yeah, no, what we've got at the moment at hand is Is it time for the Arboreal Hydration Society meme?
We can flash that up. These can be one of our running themes. But yeah, I think when we talked about resisting both lockdowns, well, all of the lockdowns, all of the investigatory power shit, all the shit in the US about all the oversteps of government. We're getting into great Fed posting territory here. Yeah, here we go. The Arboreal Hydration Society. I want to make a patch of that. I'm actually going to try and create a patch that just says Arboreal Hydration Technician, with a watering can with the contents of the can. Let's say, you know,
An international Arboreal Hydration Society with half American and off Union Jack, maybe, I don't know.
That's a bit complicated. I think Arboreal Hydration Technician is universal, that trait.
Yes.
I think it's pretty universal.
No, I am not in a position to criticize your memes.
I don't know. I also created that with possibly an eye to future merch, but that's getting way ahead of myself there. Way ahead of myself. We're still trying to get together, say, a hour and a half stream here, which I think we've paced this pretty well, though. I think for a pilot episode, we've done pretty good.
Yep.
I don't know the Ubisoft thing I'm seeing now was a false flag. It was not a false flag. It was a false alarm. It was they got swatted, basically.
Just had a thought. In fact, it's a thought based on some. What does this mean for the TV license? Is this going to be a case of pay your TV license? You will watch Doctor Who or else.
I saw Rogue's comment. Thank you for that, Rogue. Yeah, yes. Pay your fucking TV license or else. I don't know why he's putting that in bait goods, though. it's the wrong channel there, Rogue. It's the wrong channel, yeah. Fear the lollipop lady. Oh, dearie, dearie me.
Can I do that here? Will this work? Will this work? It will work.
What are you planning there, Tariq? What are you planning?
Oh, it's not great, but it will do. Yeah.
I can't see what you've done yet. It's gonna take me a second.
Pay your TV license. You will watch Doctor Who.
There we go. God damn it. God damn it, Tariq. I can see it now.
Right, that's terrible. I don't know where else we go. What else can we say about this other than holy shit? I used to be similar to Sargon on the whole. No, don't leave the UK. The UK is worth fighting for. I'm seeing that fight get a lot tougher very, very rapidly.
I did once float the idea of, what did I say, government in exile we might end up having to be?
Yeah, literally.
Like the fucking Dalai Lama, like the Tibetans. Like what happened in Burma.
Yeah.
Myanmar, Burma. It's called Burma.
You'll find us in a compound in Montana.
Dear me, yes. With Nick Fuentes and his Catboy army. Oh man, there's a lot of tangents we could go off here, but to reiterate, I think next time we do this, we'll try and settle on a day. The thing is, it's going to be impossible not to clash with anybody.
Yeah,
like there's always going to be at a prime time on a prime day. There's always going to be someone streaming, so you might just have to pick our poison and go with it.
Yeah,
well, honestly,
certainly. I mean, especially sort of people like academic. I mean, Uzulu. We're always going to clash with Uzulu because the guy streams 12 hours a day sometimes.
He's an absolute machine.
We're always going to clash with somebody. I think it's a case of taking your poison on that front. There's so much stuff uploaded onto YouTube by so many people. Clashing is going to be inevitable. It's limited damage limitation, I guess, on that front. But yeah.
Oh. And for those wondering, there's links down below, again, to the sources here. There's a link to my Discord, which a lot of you came from, I know. That's kind of redundant to some of you. There's a link to TriggerHippie's Twitter. Obviously, there's a link here to Shortfight Attacker's channel, which doesn't seem to have many Dumping with Crumps on it at the moment, but hopefully in future. And there's also my SoundCloud down there, which I don't tend to update very often, but I'm actually going to have a couple more tracks on soon. I've actually recorded some more music, which is not something a lot of people know about me. And like I said, there will probably be, like, we'll try and set up a custom Streamlabs notification. It's actually pretty easy to do. Although I'll have to probably talk Trig through it, because like I said, Trig is very kindly running the OBS here. So we'll probably have some kind of donation link next time if you want to give us some of them sweet, sweet shekels, you know?
Mm-hmm. But for now, what is it? Smash the like button, hit that share, and don't forget to press the notification button.
No. You've got to rate 5 stars and leave a video reply.
There we go, yeah. Ooh, old YouTube. The good old days. Bring back
member,
the five...
Member
old. I liked the 5-star system. That was good. That was good. You can go, I'll give you a 4 for that. It wasn't perfect. Yeah,
and don't forget to follow me on Google Plus. just mix them all together.
I have a MySpace account linked up somewhere as well. Maybe, God, you remember MySpace? Mind you,
remember MySpace? But you're turning to old men now. But yeah, this is. We didn't even say that. I've tentatively called this show Starman and the Boomer.
I love the name. Although, I like the name. It's good.
We need like a jingle. It's like Starman and the Boomer, like a radio show. It's Starman and the Boomer live at 9 p.m.
Love it. I don't know if there's anything else to say other than oh dear god.
remember you should always get your news from a racist Mario star and a random pixel art Boomer on Twitter.
Yeah,
that is where you should. Don't trust the mainstream media. Don't trust the news sources. This is where we are right now. It's like, where do you get your news from? I don't know, racist Mario star. Anyway, thanks for coming to our stream. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for all the engagement. Thanks for making this worthwhile. Because honestly, I know it can be a bit of a struggle with the way YouTube can be right now, because it's been taking a massive shit. But yeah, have yourselves a good evening. And remember, no planes hit Building 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
oh, mercy.
Yes. No, thank you. Thank you ever so much for that.